Hello and welcome to the special podcast, E Street Talk on Markets, powered by Money Control. My name is Shatajanand, and today I have with me a very special guest, who is Dharmesh Shah, Head of Technicals at ICICI Direct. Welcome to the podcast, Dharmesh.
Thank you, Shiri.
Well, Dharmesh, the first question I want to put it across to you is that, anyways, yes, these are troubled times, and the toughest part is actually to how to pick stocks at this point in time. And in fact, I was going through one of your reports, and you've identified seven stocks, which you call Phoenix stocks, which are set to make a comeback. Why Phoenix?
Shitesh, there is a good saying in the Greeks that a Phoenix is a name which is a long-lived bird that cyclically regenerates or something, it's born again. Mm-hmm. So we have done, there are several instances and several stocks in reality with historical precedents that we have seen in history that have given us sharp corrections. But after the corrections, they have seen a sharp rebound with stronger than expected returns. Okay. So hence we believe, I think so, there are several such Phoenix stocks which have seen a correction of more than 70% from their lifetime highs. Mm-hmm. And they are at the good value area, I would say more bargain buys at the current levels with good business fundamentals. So when we do selection of stocks, we do also see in the fundamental side where we see a business seems to be more credible
right.
over the business cycles, reasonable business models with decent balance sheet, with strong balance sheet, I would say, and a decent management, I think so. And valuations remains to be very cheap at the current levels, looking at the historical data.
Okay.
Apart from that, we also look at the technical analysis part also.
Right.
The chart patterns of such companies where the value area seems to be emerging.
Okay.
And suggesting a buying stocks at the current levels. So our top picks in the Phoenix, I would say, remains to be the Sun Pharma, Mahindra & Mahindra,
okay.
HPCL, Tata Motors, Cummins India, Federal Bank, and Tata Communication. We do have a list of around 68 to 70 stocks, of which we have selected all these seven stocks, which are seems to be at the good value area and where there is a potential upside around 25 to 40% from the current levels.
Right. Well, could be Phoenix as well as Lucky 7 for most investors, well, I would say. Well, also, in your report, you have mentioned that investors should also ignore the noise and start accumulating quality businesses that have corrected probably over 70%. So what is the rationale behind it? Is there some historical reference to the same?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. There is a big history behind this. If you look at the history of the stock market, there have been three corrections which are bigger in magnitude. One was 1992, 2000, which was IT, and 2008, where we have seen a good correction after 4 years of rally from 2004 to 2008. Most of this correction has seen a pan of around magnitude of the fall has been around the range of around 50 to 60%.
Okay.
Current fall is already a 40%. If you look at the history of 1992, stocks like ACC, ITC, Castrol, they have seen a correction of around in the tune of around more than 70%.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the returns, these have been a good quality stocks.
Okay.
Once the returns are get post from 1 year, their returns have been fantastic in the double digit, more than 70 to 50, 80%.
Okay.
Same is the behavior with the 2000. If you look at the most of the IT space like Infosys, HCL Tech, they've seen a sharp cut off around 70 to 80%.
Mm-hmm.
But post rebounds from the bottom, I think so that the returns have been into the triple digit, I would say the returns for more than 1 year. Current fall, if you look at the 2008 also, last 10 years, they have seen a good correction like Axis Bank, Federal, L&T, Tata Motors. Again, the correction has been in a tune of 70 to 80%. And the way the stocks have seen a bounce back, they have given a handsome return for more than even 100% in some of the stocks. So we believe, I think so, looking at the history, as in technicals, we always say history repeats itself. We are strongly recommend, I think so, that current, we have seen a lot of negative news currently happening more on the back of coronavirus and fundamentals not been getting pick up the current levels. People are assuming 3 to 6 months remains to be more tough for the market. But we believe, I think so, current levels are good for the people, those who are looking from the long-term perspective from more than 1 year. This is a right time to deploy the money at the current level. So looking at the history, we believe, I think so, maybe current pain may take some more time-wise correction between 3 to 6 months, because if you look at the history of the market, the corrections are not been more than 12 to 13 months. So possibly we may done a time price-wise correction, but time-wise correction, we may take 3 to 6 months more, where we may be consolidating in the current levels.
Okay.
But again, I would say this being a good levels, good value area, bargain buys, one should focus on the good quality stocks at the current levels.
Right. Well, rightly put, Dinesh, right time to put in the money for long term. Well, referring to the technicals, you know, what is the way forward for markets and what are the important levels which investors or traders should be tracking at this point in time?
See, Sitish, we have done one analysis where we see that the market seems to be getting extreme oversold.
Okay.
Looking at the advanced declines ratio or market breadth, I would say. If you take a CNX 500, it's been a good indicator where the advanced minus declines is something, a parameter which we look out.
Mm-hmm.
If you look from the last 10 years, from Jan 2008, mm-hmm. there has been three instances where the declines are the CNX 500 has been more than 480 stocks.
Right.
To Jan 2008 was the first case, September 2015, where we have seen a decline of around 466. And the current fall in February 20, we have seen a decline of more than 496. Whenever we see such types of panic selling, it's been given that we see extreme oversold placement and where the markets have been seen historically had made a significant bottom. So we feel, I think so, that 7500, where the markets have seen a hit in March 2020, needs to be the strong support, being a 61% retracement of the move which started from 4500 to 12,400. The 61% retracement is placed at around 7500. So 7500 remains to be the very strong support for the Nifty. Now coming to the resistance part, I think so market is more likely to trade in this range of 7500 to 10,000.
Okay.
10,000 remains to be that 17th March high where the market has seen a circuit on the lower side and see a strong bounce back. That high was been at around 10,130 something levels. So we believe, I think so, around 10,000 remains to be the very strong resistance for the Nifty. And we may see a move of a time-wise consolidation going forward. But the one thing positive which we see currently is something, the India VIX volatility index, which has seen a sharp correction from around 88 level, making a high of 88. Retesting of the 2008 high, which was around 92 VIX. We have seen almost 30 to 40% correction in VIX from the high.
Okay.
Now, if VIX gets cool off from the current level, which we are expecting may be consolidated in the range of 35 to 40, 50, 50, 55, where again, will be the first sign of market getting stabilized. So, we believe, I think so, going forward, in the short term, we may consolidate in the range of 9500 to 8200 to 8300. To talk for the medium term perspective, I think so 7500 to 10,000 remains to be the more trading range for the market, where we will see a more of a stock specific, I would say a sector specific action, where pharma, FMCG remains to be the one where we can see a outperformance. And one more sector which has been the underperformer for the last 3 years has been the auto, where we will see the stocks getting bouncing back from the oversold territory. That should continue going forward also. So auto, pharma and FMCG remains to be the one outperformers going forward.
Right. Well, rightly put, autos, pharma, FMCG are going to be the clear outperformers, and market is likely to trade in a range from, let's say, 7,500, and 10,000 could be the upper cap or the resistance level in the medium term. Well, thank you, Mr. Shah, and listeners for tuning to this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged onto moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Well, again, thank you so much, Mr. Shah.